This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Looks like Wednesday is upon us, the 21st of... I love that day. There's something about 21, 2 and 1 together. That's really very exciting. I don't know why that is. I'm probably the only one in the universe that gets excited by a 2 and a 1 together. But you know what? There are lots of things that excite me that I might, if given enough time, excite you about as well. Moving into the Wednesday conversation here on the DJB show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jen Jen back later in the week. So let us defer, Kara. We'll defer to Victoria for the trending items in this hour.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet. Well, Lindsay Vonn is one of our, as you would say, people in the news. She had she got a gold or a bronze medal in her big race last night. It was an extremely emotional time for her. She really was pushing for the gold and gave a lovely and very tear-filled interview right after the race. And it's her last Olympics. She said her body has just been through so much surgeries and torn things, and I just couldn't handle another 4 years of training. But she has one last shot at the gold, and that will be tonight at 9:30. She goes up against Michaela Schifrin for the first and only time in these Olympic Games. And so she has part of the advantage because tonight is a combined event. So Michaela Schifrin has the slalom. She's got one run in that. She's really strong in that area. And then in the timed run in the other alpine, that's Lindsey Vonn's strong suit. So we'll see what happens with that. But I think pretty much everyone in America watching that would just had tears in the eyes. It was just a really one of those amazing emotional Olympic
moments.
Would
you like to make a prediction if you've been watching you're close to some of these events? What do you think? Or do you have, Kara, a prediction on who wins?
From what I've seen so far, I was really hoping and praying that she would just cling to the bronze. So I think the other girl, she's just had so many injuries. The other girls are just faster. So
My money there would be on Michaela Schifrin.
Yeah.
She won gold in the slalom. And she's just younger, hasn't been through as much. She's probably stronger. But I don't know. Sometimes, I mean, we saw Shaun White get gold after not even, you know, placing, getting a medal in the last Olympics. So maybe that motivation to get gold will stick with her. I don't know.
And her grandfather, whom she was very, very close with, he passed away in November. So she's been wearing his initials on her helmet, and she dedicated this Olympics to him. And she really said she was really hoping to bring home the gold for him, but she thought that he would still be proud of her. So I think all of America's proud of her.
What about this bullying scandal? The South Korean women's speed skating team at the Winter Olympics, the team and its followers, couple of female speed skaters picking on a teammate. So it isn't just something United States residents have to worry about, it would seem. Why were they picking on her, though, if they're on the same team?
Well, they skate on the I guess it's three of them. It's either three or four of them. They skate together in the short track racing, and the one girl fell behind, and they lost, and they literally just left her behind, and they didn't. And so it's a weird story, and they completely shaded her. She was literally left crying on the side of the rink.
Yeah, I saw pictures of it. Yeah,
it was just awful. It was totally the antithesis of what the Olympic Games is supposed to be in sportsmanship and teamwork.
Yeah,
it was just. It's really awful.
So the two girls
have really had a lot of repercussions, though. One of them has already lost sponsors over it, because in South Korea, culturally, they don't stand for that type of bullying and shaming, and especially in a public forum like it was on TV.
Yeah.
So the two girls are now they're saying they're sorry, but yeah, well now you're sorry, but
well, you can
doesn't
be sorry
help the other girl.
You get outed, and so you get so.
Yeah.
Is this more harsh than might be the case if it were to happen to, let's say, an American team or to a team from somewhere else? Or is this the way that most teams would have handled it? People are learning a lot. It's one of the reasons, by the way, as an aside, that's good about these events being held in various places around the world. We all learn about the culture of the people. We learn a lot about the country itself and the culture of its people to see that not everyone is like we are. So anyway, there's a lot of similarities in the things that are available and usable and around in terms of, in this circumstance, using social media, but what's acceptable and what isn't. How would we have handled that, maybe on some people's minds? So is there...
Well, don't you... I mean, I would like to think that the American public would have been just as outraged if two Americans dumped their teammate publicly like that.
Oh, I think there would be. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's... So I wonder then, again, if the culture of this has become universal, Victoria. That may be the other side of the question. The culture of bullying, the culture of using social media, the action and then reaction, has that become universal?
I don't know if it is everywhere, but I think especially at the Olympics, it is. I think people won't stand for that. I don't know. Everyone has been so divided all the time before this, and the Olympics are like supposed to be the opportunity where
universal.
Everyone is united.
Yeah.
And so I think it's totally not acceptable there.
Yeah. All right. One other item from the Olympics, the crotch shot of the Olympic speed skaters' uniforms.
Isn't that funny?
If you've been paying attention, there is a design choice that the speed skaters' uniforms have on their inner thighs. The suits are a solid blue with a large gray oval in the area of the body that is, the anatomy is only discussed after you've had a couple of glasses of wine. So what's the explanation called? Under Armour. It's
supposed to be brand,
Armour Glide.
I guess they're the ones that sponsor the speed skating uniforms or design them.
Right.
It's a weird design choice. It's just, it's not...
Pretty specific.
but it's not flattering on anyone.
It's awkward. No, I would think people would think it's awkward.
Yeah,
it's not exactly a conversation. All these suits are skin tight. So Armour Glide makes it easier for them to put them on. Is that the contention, supposedly?
I don't know why having a different color in the crotch region would make it any easier to put on. I was wondering if that was universal across all the other teams, but I'm looking at like the Netherlands outfits and they just have black shorts.
Yeah.
So I don't, I don't know.
It just sounds like they didn't actually have any input from athletes. They just sort of some designer said, this will look cool.
The other side is common sense. Does it not exist or prevail in circumstances like this? This is awkward. This is going to make people's attention, take people's attention away from their speed skating. I noticed one of the comments was the Olympic Committee ought to be fined for approving these embarrassingly bad uniforms. I don't know. That's just, it's funny, kind of a hello, ha 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 ha. But then, where do you go with it from there?
Yeah, I feel like they've had similar design choices in the past because they look familiar to me, and I haven't watched
really?
Very much speed skating this year.
Yeah.
I don't really know why you would keep it going for multiple Olympic games. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Olympic outfits, all of these outfits are just so awkward anyway. Like, they were doing the focus on the luge guys because they basically do, like, a full body shot of them to get up to their face. And they're wearing the same kind of outfit, like, skin tight. It doesn't really hide anything. I just, I guess they have to wear what they have to wear to be best.
So what's our count,
but...
Kara? What's their count so far?
We've caught up a little bit. We have 14 now. I think we only had...
14 gold.
We have 14 total. So we had, with Lindsey Vonn's bronze, we got a few more yesterday. But, yeah, we're still pretty far behind. Norway has 32, so they're more than double us.
Norway's
32
best.
They're up to now? Oh, right. They just keep winning and winning.
It doesn't matter if we get more because everyone else is also getting more. So, yeah, they're still
sticking. All right, so who do we like best of all the performers to this point? Kara, who would you say you would choose as the best or most interesting or the one that you've been most interested in?
Just from the U.S. or everywhere?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be U.S. Could be... Right. What? Maybe 2 points. Which American participant are you most inclined to be attentive to?
I was really excited to watch Nathan Chen, the really young figure skater, and then he kind of collapsed on his first two events. He came back and did really, really well on the third one, so I was really excited to see that. But honestly, Adam Rippon, the figure skater, who I don't think he placed in the individual. He got bronze with the team. But watching his last free skate, it was so beautiful. And I don't know, I felt something watching that that I haven't felt watching many of the other Olympians. I don't know, there was just something very, very different about it than a lot of the other Olympians had. So, yeah, I was most excited about him. I don't know about the other one person I have been intrigued by. There's a skier from, I can't remember what country it is. She's from America. I think she's competing for Hungary, but she basically made it into the Olympics based on some weird rule that she was able to go around. I think if you
this is hilarious. We have to send Doug some footage.
Yeah,
of this.
Yeah. Basically, she competed in the half pipe on the skis, and normally, you know, people ski up the side and then they get air and do a bunch of crazy tricks. Well, she's just skiing up the side and then going back down to the other side, and then so she's not doing any kind of tricks. And the only reason she was able to make it into the Olympics is because there's a rule. If you compete in a certain amount of world championships and place within the top 30 a certain amount of times, then you qualify for the Olympics. But the only problem is that she went to all of these small, like, championships all around the world. She went to Italy. She went to the U.S. She went to all these different countries, and 30 women generally don't compete in each one.
Yeah.
So even though she didn't do anything, as long as you don't fall, you're able to qualify. Yeah.
So the first time I heard about this woman, I saw the headline, very average skier competes in the Olympics. And I was like, wait a minute, that's got to be wrong. And it's not. She's not a great skier. And it's funny to see these elite athletes and then to see this woman just kind of gliding like it's a bunny slope. And it's just,
you know, what's really funny, though, is I saw a lot of people suggesting that before each of the events, to really highlight how amazing the Olympians are, they should just have like a normal average Joe go down just to highlight, like,
just
okay, this is what a normal person looks like.
Yeah.
This is what an Olympian looks like doing. And I don't know, maybe that's what she wanted to do here. She's doing all the Olympians a favor by highlighting how good they are and how not good she is.
All right, so what about you, Victoria?
Oh, I completely agree. I was going into it, I was really hoping Nathan Chen, who's they call him the quad king, the quads have never been, the level of quads that he does have never been done before. He just had kind of a disastrous run. But in his final performance, he had the highest technical score ever recorded at the Olympics. So he did have a great comeback. He's got a huge future. And Adam Rippon, to me, is the MVP of the whole Olympics.
Interesting character.
His performance was beautiful. His attitude is just so much fun. He's hilarious. He's adorable. And the fact that he was offered probably big money to be an NBC correspondent, but the fact that he turned it down because he wanted to stay in the Olympic Village with his team members, I just thought that was a lot of integrity and a lot of class. I just think he's been a superstar.
I've been reading, speaking of announcers, a lot about Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
They're the best.
they are fabulous. I haven't caught them, but they make for a great commentary themselves, and they are great commentators, it would seem. What's their background?
Tara Lipinski was a 15-year-old gold medal figure skater for the U.S.
Yeah.
So she literally came out of nowhere and beat Michelle Kwan that year, who was supposed to be a lock for the gold. And then Johnny Weir has just been, he's been in, I think, at least one Olympics, maybe two. Do you know, Kara, if he made it to the second one?
Yeah, I think he was there twice. He won bronze in 2008.
Huh. Yeah, and he's just hilarious and flamboyant, and they've become best friends. Oh, yeah, they've become best friends. He was actually, Tara got married the same day that Lewis and I did last June, and Johnny was a bridesman in her wedding.
I didn't get invited to that wedding either. All right, so that's good. Nice. There we go. It's a good wrap, ladies. Thank you. 20 after the hour, DJV time.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Wow. One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped in town for a satellite.
It's 23 after the hour. Oh, let's keep moving here. On the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, focusing on some television news, TV shows, then we'll get to some music news. The question of the day, Kara, is, will Celebrity Big Brother return for another season? If you can't get enough of Celebrity Big Brother, you may be in luck. The hostess of the program says the show may become an annual event. So how has this been conducted? I've seen a couple of references. It seems they've run it this week opposite the Olympics because they don't want to put their regular shows at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So well, every it's night it's been on, right?
It's every other night. Well, it's what is it? It's Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's 3 days a week. Again, there's another new episode tonight, but it's a limited run, so it doesn't last as long as the normal celebrity or the normal Big Brother seasons do, because they just, you know, the celebrity
who
thing,
are the celebrities?
Trap them in a house.
Who are they?
Omarosa.
Oh, right, that's right. Oh, yeah,
she
yeah.
She was okay. The big villain. She's still there. I'm trying to think who else you might know. Shannon Elizabeth was in the house. She's an actress. She was in American Pie. You'd recognize her probably. Mm-hmm. Ross Matthews, who used to be Ross the intern on Jay Leno's show and then has become a
Is this an age
host.
Thing? Are the celebrities aimed at a particular age group? Because they are from a certain age group?
Well, they're kind of all over the place. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray is in his late 40s. Mm-hmm. Shannon Elizabeth, I think, is like mid-40s because she was saying she's the oldest person in the house. And then they have James Maslow, who was a Disney or Nickelodeon kid, and he's 24, maybe? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of all over the place.
Okay. So the answer is yes, it's coming back because it did well in the ratings?
I think that's the answer. It just depends if they can get a good celebrity cast. They have a good cast this season. Right. But 7.5 or 7.25 million viewers, that's pretty darn good for...
These days it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
when American Idol started, they had 29 million,
yeah.
30 million people watching it. They don't do that this year. That starts pretty soon too, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Sometime in early March.
Early March, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that takes care of that bit of news. What about the stuff that people should watch tonight, Victoria?
Well, tonight on CBS at 8 p.m. is another episode of Celebrity Big Brother. And tonight the house guests compete for the next head of household, and then two house guests will be up for eviction. If you're not into that, you can also tune into CBS at 9 for The Amazing Race, which people are, I guess because of the Olympics, The Amazing Race normally is one of CBS's highest rated shows. But it's kind of fallen a little bit by the wayside. And then the
rerun
Olympics,
city for pretty much everybody.
Everybody else, yeah.
NBC. Mm.
In the Olympics tonight, Michaela Schifrin skis in the women's combined. And, of course, Lindsey Vonn will try her last attempt at a medal. And there's some other skating stuff, women's cross-country skiing, things like that. If I see curling one more time when I turn on the Olympics, oh, my gosh, I can't handle that. And then tonight at 10 on ABC, it is a new episode of Match Game, and the guests tonight are Horatio Sanz from formerly of SNL, Amy Sedaris, Tim Meadows, Niecy Nash, RuPaul, and Leah Remini. That's the Alec Baldwin
Leah Remini
show,
and RuPaul,
right?
The only ones I recognize as celebrities. He's into the back closet for the rest of them. All right, 26 and change after the hour. Music time, Ed Sheeran, that son of a gun. Wondering if you're wondering if he and his fiancée have already tied the knot. They have kept their romance under wraps. Fans are now speculating. They've already sealed the deal, Kara. Have they or not?
Well, you know, I haven't talked to him on the phone for a little while, so I don't know all of the details. But there was a picture of him wearing a ring that looked a lot like a wedding ring. So
no.
I'm thinking the answer is probably yes.
Uh-oh. That's awful. Sorry. 28 past the hour.
15 years old.
Success breeds envy. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more successful you become, the more envy you will draw from others. People will be jealous of what you have and of what you've accomplished. And when people are struggling in envy, they tend to lash out. So be mindful that the more successful you become, the more others will try to tear you down. My advice to you is to reframe how you see the hatred and envy coming your way. For example, you might just look at envy as a compliment. It's a marker in the path to success that everyone encounters. And it's not good or bad or right or wrong, it's just a natural part of the evolution of success. The more successful you are, the more others will want what you have. And if they can't get what you have, they'll try to tear you down to what they have. But as my good friend, the NFL legend, Ray Lewis, says, just keep going on. To hear more from Ray and me, listen to our podcast, Tackling Life.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for...
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kinda good is the way many people describe this program. Very good, other people describe it that way. It's kinda really very good. DJ V, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer are off for a couple of more days. Meanwhile, Victoria and Kira. Where did Kira come from?
It's my alternate personality.
Yeah, it could be. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, Doug, with a focus again on some other trending items. What do you have, Victoria?
Well, it's always interesting when you see on Twitter that a state is trending. That doesn't happen very often. It's usually a town or some specific issue. But the state of New Jersey is trending on Twitter. So I had to look it up, being, you know, a born Jersey girl.
Yes.
So there are two reasons, and they could not be more different. The first reason that New Jersey is trending right now is because a cemetery worker was digging a grave when an 800-pound vault slab, you know those big slabs that get moved to the side and then they get placed back on top of, is it a mausoleum? What's the word for, is it a sarcophagus
mausoleum.
Or something?
Yeah,
so while he was digging the grave to prepare for the next resident, the 800-pound slab fell into the grave and trapped him. Luckily, it didn't land on him, but it trapped him in there. And so they had to eventually, I don't know how long he was there, but apparently it was a while before anyone knew he was missing. And so then emergency crews had to come in and try to figure out how to get this 800-pound slab off of him. Luckily, he was unharmed, except mentally probably scarred, because wow, that's not a fun thing.
No,
and the other reason that New Jersey is trending, this is gives me so much hope. New Jersey is apparently very aggressively looking and has believed to have found a new loophole in the tax code that will actually allow people and residents to continue to deduct their property taxes.
Oh, good.
Which we've talked about this, but they have a new approach, and apparently they have found a very large loophole that will allow people to deduct the remaining, if they have over $10,000, they can take the $10,000 plus and actually label it as a charitable deduction. And so this is going to be, I think, if this works out and New Jersey fix it, this could help, certainly could help us become homeowners. And, of course, people in New York
just
and
in
California.
New Jersey or everywhere? Is this like?
Well, I think, depending on the state law, I don't know if they found this on the federal side or if this is a state law, but this seems to be that they're going directly at the Trump administration's tax law.
Well,
so this could be federal.
This is an out in a way. I would doubt that they would mess with it if somebody recognizes it and they realize, okay, this is what's been done, because the move to change the tax law in that way was very unpopular. It was one of the few things that was just really bad or cited as being unpopular. And so if they're smart, and maybe they did it on purpose and waited to see if they, you can never tell what people's motivation is.
Well,
that's good. You found it. Thank you. That's good.
The thing that people don't realize is that New Jersey's actually has the highest property taxes of any state.
Right.
And so
match it with Massachusetts and California any day. It's ridiculous. These taxes, all the taxes are getting, something has to be done
about
accountability.
New York and California are apparently the second two, but Massachusetts is probably pretty high as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But basically, if this works, I can't imagine why this would be an issue for any of the Republicans who pass this tax law, right? If states can find a workaround or a loophole and it doesn't mess with their original plan, then hopefully this is the fix.
Yep. All right, good. That's excellent news. I'm going to be hopeful about 38 past the hour. Now, time for us to move into the gun arena with a number of people and items here. It looks like the president is ordering the Justice Department to propose regulations to ban bump stocks. This was something that came to the attention of the public during the Las Vegas situation. So this is rhetoric, or this is a return, or whatever it is, because of what happened in Florida. Is this something that maybe makes it a pandering, or it really has nothing to do with what happened in Florida. It has to do with what happened in Vegas.
I don't think the guy in Florida had a bump stock on his rifle. But this is ever since the Vegas shooting, they did halt the sale, legal sale of bump stocks, and it's been supposedly under review. And now, I guess, yesterday Trump told Pence Sessions make this happen really quickly. So we'll see what actually happens. To me, my first thought, and I don't like to be, I don't like to be a negative Nancy, but my first thought was, I really hope that this isn't, like you said, some sort of a pandering, but that this doesn't, I hope that this doesn't get passed, okay, we get rid of bump stocks, when that actually isn't really fully the issue. You know, I hope
this isn't just
to appease.
But it's a way to get into it, perhaps.
I hope.
Here's that congressional candidate again yesterday defending the giveaway of the AR-15s. I think, was it Kansas? Where is he running? I know I saw that.
I think it was Kansas, right?
David Short Shrift. So, other than that, with regard to the shooting in Florida, there's an interesting development from Twitter. The accounts that supposedly have links to Russia released a lot of posts taking up the gun control debate. The accounts addressed the news with lightning speed. Interesting. Let's see here. Hashtag gun reform now. Hashtag Parkland shooting. This situation. I didn't realize that we had identified them that directly or that well. I guess
the bots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Focus
well,
on.
people
most
are
of the divisive things in America. They, and this is certainly divisive, so the
yes.
Russians are at it again.
Oh, they are. And there's a hashtag called Twitter Lockout right now, and Twitter apparently last night released information on thousands of Twitter bots that are Russia linked, and they eliminated all those accounts. Now, the problem with that, those bots, like any other algorithm, they also, whether individually or just collectively, they followed people. So people who shared those sentiments also gained followers. Now, those followers are gone because they were basically fake accounts. And so now there are all these people are saying that Twitter has this conspiracy against Trump supporters, saying that, oh, you took away thousands of my followers. Well, they weren't real followers. They were just bots. They were all what they call MAGA bots, the Making America Great Again bots. And so now that they're gone, now there's this huge backlash against Twitter saying that, you know, they only support liberals.
All right. So how does that apply? Let's take the Supreme Court decision from yesterday. The Supreme Court rejected two appeals from gun rights groups, both of them in California. The High Court has decided not to take up the Second Amendment case called Sylvester versus Bacara. In that case, the plaintiff challenged the state 10-day waiting period to purchase a gun for those who already own firearms. And also, in another case, sought the court's approval to use its supervisory powers to force the Ninth Circuit to stop resisting previous Second Amendment decisions. So, in essence, the Supreme Court has sided with those who want to have a firmer grip on gun control issues, at least in those two.
Is that what that... I was a little bit confused what that meant when it's
That's the way I read it.
They were...
It says no. Both of these cases were cases brought by the Second Amendment right people who want a shorter waiting period to buy guns.
Right.
And the Supreme Court said no to that. And they also sought the Supreme Court's usage of what they consider what are called supervisory powers, which are basically what the Supreme Court says is to a circuit court, you can't do that. Don't do it. We're telling you this is the way to do it. And they decided not to do that when it came to the Ninth Circuit's basically, there are a couple of actually Second Amendment decisions. So there are a number of things that basically, whether it's timing or whether they just, you know, a lot of these decisions are made before they are announced. So it could have been that this was already in the can anyway, and they just announced it in this time period.
I kind of took it to maybe, well, I interpreted that as the Supreme Court is trying to let the states individually decide how they handle gun control.
Well, if they throw it back to California, yes, that's true. But California's not going to change its point of view. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals isn't going to change its point of view. Those people are very notoriously unfriendly to gun control groups in that state. So
I didn't see both sides of this one, though, because if you're a hunter and or a gun collector or just a regular person who doesn't have a criminal record and there's no reason why your firearms should be taken from you, I understand their point of view. If they want to buy another gun, they have to wait another 10 days as if they were buying their first gun. So I understand that argument. But at the same time, we've had so many instances where the shooter in Vegas, the kid now in Florida, where if they had maybe needed to wait 10 days in between each purchase.
Maybe somebody would have caught him.
Yeah, I'd see both sides of that one.
All right, so as usual, Mr. Phony Baloney, Senator Marco Rubio, again yesterday calling for a task force of experts to examine these shootings. He's concerned, he says, that Congress bars federally funded research into gun violence. He has an A-plus rating from the National Rifle Association. I believe collected $2 million from them for his campaign, at least something in that neighborhood, I believe. I saw that number somewhere. So he realizes now the tide is turning in Florida. And
so now he wants to be
mantle.
A champion of...
Let's fix him up. Yeah. All right. Another angle to this, George Clooney, Steven Spielberg, and Oprah Winfrey have each donated $500,000 to a PAC. I don't know if it's an organization called March for Our Lives. It's basically the support group for the March 24th event that is to take place in Washington, the sit-in, sit-down, block-up, whatever it is that they're going to do. Doing something like this requires money to organize it and transportation and all that other stuff. So they're going to be using, the organizers, will use the fund. Thus far, I saw $2.4 million is already in that fund, and some of it has come from the Clooney's and the Oprah's and the Spielberg's of the world. See other people throwing in money.
Yeah, Clooney and his wife, Amal, they issued a statement yesterday saying that they're going to be at the march as well, and that they donated the money in the name of their 8-month-old twins.
The twins, So it is something that it's time for protests. I'm a big believer in protesting, so let's see what comes out of it. All right, the 47 past the hour mark has been hit here on the DJV show. Time for me to remind you, those of you who are keen on getting a new job, you've got really good attributes, you got really good tools, you really have it when it comes to that job, when you come to that skill, you've got it. And for whatever the reason, you may be in a dead-end job or you're not being appreciated as much as you'd like in the present condition, or maybe whatever the situation is that you want to move on. Hopefully you've posted a really nicely polished up resume on one of the job boards. And then, you know, because you've listened to this program, I've been talking about this for well over a year, how good ZipRecruiter is at matching you with the job that is available somewhere in the country. You may want to move, you may not want to move, but if you're interested in the best job, ZipRecruiter will find your resume and present it to the person or the company that's looking for somebody who has your skills. It's a fabulous combination. What a great marriage of talent and tool. ZipRecruiter, you post your job to one of the job boards, and that's with one click, and the person who's posted his or her resume to one of these job boards, you just put it all together. You don't have to do any work at all on either side. Just post and wait. ZipRecruiter puts the technology to work, notifying qualified candidates like you about the job that your company has. So two and two, or one and one equals two, or whatever, however you want to combine it. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It reaches out and finds them. ZipRecruiter, man, this is kind of like almost, what do we call it, brainless. You don't have to,
It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Smart way to hire, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter, free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, take advantage of the opportunity. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The New London Community School District in Iowa went more than a decade without an industrial technology teacher. After filling the position, there was another hurdle, updating an outdated industrial arts lab. Thanks to a $25,000 America's Farmers Grow Rural Education grant, the school purchased state-of-the-art equipment, providing students with resources to explore those industrial arts and agriculture interests. The Grow Rural Education Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, allows farmers to help make a lasting impact on their public school districts. Farmers can nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 grants aimed at improving science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Now through April 2nd, farmers can make nominations by visiting www.growruraleducation.com. That's www.growruraleducation.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Let's get to Tech Talk time now on the DJV show at 53 after the hour. Time for Victoria and I to peruse the technical stories of the day. I don't know. Sometimes it isn't just about technology, but the impact of technological companies on how we live. Thus is the case with Amazon and Whole Foods. We'll talk about some hacking as well, like we did with the Russians. Are the Russians the only ones doing it? No, 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 no. That information coming up right after this technology update.
The Geek Out. Coming in as officially the oddest Geek Out segment ever is the Pop-It Pal. Now, what's that, you ask? It's the physical manifestation of that weird corner of the internet where people post videos of themselves popping zits and pimples. Now, a couple has created a sponge-shaped piece of silicone with a series of small holes, and yes, when you pick at those, fake pus comes out. The idea is this supposed to be a distractive device so that people aren't doing this to themselves, and it's selling very well. The Pop-It Pal sells for $20 and is already on 6 weeks back order. So if you or somebody else is into this, I've got a link to a demo video, warning, and more details about the Pop-It Pal on my Twitter timeline, at the Geek App.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Tech Talk continuing at 56 past the hour. So Amazon has created a perk for those shopping at Whole Foods. I've told you in my overview of Whole Foods, the local ones here in Massachusetts are inferior to what they used to be. But I don't know that that's the case with the ones that I shop in California. I'll let you know when I go back tomorrow, as I haven't been to the grocery store for a while out there. I haven't been to the food store
The food store report.
Whole Foods store. So what's Amazon doing now?
Well, Amazon, and I do agree with you. I know what you mean, that maybe the standards of some of the stores people have complained about. However, the best part is Whole Foods brand, the house brand, 365, which I think is a fabulous brand.
Well, it's the same stuff, only less. So there's a out in Silver Lake, which is to the east of Los Angeles, quite a popular millennial neighborhood, as a matter of fact. Yep. They have, they converted an old Ralph's to a 365. First time I've seen a whole store dedicated to the 365 brand, but that's
They're so smart to do that, especially in Silver Lake. I would totally see that happening in Brooklyn and the parts of the pockets around the country.
People your age living there? Yeah,
absolutely. 365 is my go-to brand, so and the organic stuff is
great. Is there a store that is out by itself in New York? No?
No, the only one I've heard of is the one you just mentioned in Silver Lake. They must be testing things.
Well, that would be a good place to test it.
It would be, But the new perk that they have for Prime members is they have a brand new Prime card. So now you actually get 5% cash back on your Whole Foods purchases if you use your Prime Rewards Visa card. Now, if you're not a Prime member, you can still get the card and still get 3% cash back on all your Whole Foods groceries. So that's actually a really great perk. And there's, as Amazon builds this relationship and is testing the waters with how to use Whole Foods, I think that so far they've done a great job with that.
Yeah. All right, so that is one good item. The North Korean hacking group. They were talking about the Russians earlier. What's the latest on this bunch?
Well, there's a suspected North Korean hacking group that they say is now a multinational threat. A cybersecurity research firm found these guys. They're called Reaper, and they primarily have focused on targets in South Korea. Now, they have not said yet if this was the group that went after the Olympics. Remember the opening ceremonies was hacked, and they've been very quiet about that. It could be this group, but they say in 2017 they started going after other sectors in Japan, Vietnam, and the Middle East. They've been going after chemical, electronics, and aerospace sectors. So now this is, of course, yet another thing that we all have to worry about. But cybersecurity, that is the number one. They say over there now, this is their number one threat to deal with.
Really?
Yeah. Cybersecurity is where it's at. That's what's going to happen. The banks will just shut down one day. I don't think it's going to be a nuclear warfare. It's going to be cybersecurity.
No. Right. Yep. And that'll really screw up where, you know, that gets you everything below the belt, above the belt.
Yep.
Everywhere you can think of.
Destabilize markets. Yep.
Yep. That'll be, well, it's not in everybody's best interest, though, when you look down the road at it.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.